CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Dr. Ken Croswell, an astronomer. Alchemy of the Heavens is his book that helps us understand the discovery or the revelation, something that was seen 10 years ago, the revelation that a near-at-hand galaxy, a dwarf galaxy is called, Leo P, is a version of what we believe the earliest cosmos looked like from the galaxy point of view, 600, 800 million years after the Big Bang. Now we go inside Leo P to something called a rapid rotator. What is that, Ken?
This is simply a star that's spinning very fast. The sun rotates fairly slowly, about once a month, but this star in Leo P, which is the hottest star in that galaxy, is quite interesting because it presumably in some ways resembles the very first stars that the universe ever created after the Big Bang. We've never seen those stars directly, and so this star might give us a hint of what those stars were like. And the recent work that I write about at the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences describes how the Hubble Space Telescope, through making ultraviolet observations, has been able to measure the rotation rate of that star, and also a similar star in another dwarf galaxy that's not too far away from Leo P. And in both cases, the stars are spinning very fast at hundreds of kilometers per second. Now, by comparison, the sun is only spinning at 2 kilometers per second. So these two stars are spinning very fast. And even though that's obviously a very small sample, and we should be careful not to extrapolate, it nevertheless suggests that the very first stars to form after the Big Bang, these stars that were almost free of metals, also spun fast.
Yes, they spin fast. They're metal poor. And here's the puzzle. They have weak winds. That means they're tossing off. They're not tossing off much, or they're tossing off a lot. What does it mean?
It means they're not tossing off much at all. Let me define what a wind is. The best known wind, of course, is the solar wind, with a stream of particles that comes out of the sun. And as those particles leave the sun, they carry away angular momentum. And as a result, the sun spins more slowly today than it did billions of years ago. Okay, so when we observe young stars like the sun, we see that they're spinning faster than the sun. So over time, the sun has gone from spinning more quickly to spinning fairly slowly, as I mentioned, about once a month. And so if a star has weak winds, as these two stars do, that these Hubble observers have looked at, that means that the star can't carry away its angular momentum, so it keeps on spinning fast. And that is in turn connected with the fact that these two stars have very few metals, because in order for a star to have a wind, it has to push against the metals in its atmosphere, and that carries away material. So putting all of this together, what it suggests is that the very first stars that formed in the universe were spinning fast because they didn't have metals in their atmosphere or had very few. And as a result, this prolonged their lives, because as a star burns its fuel, right now the sun is converting hydrogen into helium via nuclear reactions. And someday the core of the sun will run out of hydrogen. But if a star is spinning very fast, it can inject fresh hydrogen into the core and prolong the star's life. And so that might suggest that the very first stars lived longer than we had thought they did, simply because they were spinning so fast.
I also learned from you that the fact that they spun fast but did not toss off a lot of material meant that they were better. They were designed to ionize the universe. They were ionizing machines. Is that correct?
Yes, if they live longer, then it takes fewer of these stars to reionize the universe from 600 to 800 million years ago. So that's a nice clue. Now, again, we're extrapolating from just two stars that we have observed, but nonetheless, the early signs suggest this.
Ken Croswell, Dr. Ken Croswell, an astronomer, author of Alchemy of the Heavens, about Leo P at 5.3 million years, light years away from where we are in the Milky Way, but the secrets of the Big Bang and 600, 800 million years afterwards. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.